Zion, Mishnah Dalet. The Mishnah is continuing from what's discussed in the previous Mishnah. The previous Mishnah listed several things that business was not allowed to be done with them. One of which was Becheris, firstborn animals with blemishes, although they could be purchased, but it was not meant to be bought and sold for profit. Another one was non-kosher animals. So the Mishnah here says, Lakach Bechor L'Mishnah B'nai. Someone who purchased a firstborn, and this is with the blemish that could be eaten, and he bought it L'Mishnah B'nai for the wedding of his son. So this animal was meant to be served at the wedding of his son, either regal or for a yontiv. V'loy tzarech lay, and he ended up that he did not need it. Then mutter l'maychari, he's allowed to sell it, even though he bought it and now he's selling it. That's not for business needs. He was planning on using it for himself. So he's allowed to sell it. The Rav says that he has to sell it for the same value that he purchased it, the same price. He can't sell it for a profit. Mishnah continues, Tzadei chaya oifes v'dagim, trappers who trap wild animals, birds and fish, shenizdamnu lahem minim tmeim, that happen to come across in their traps non-kosher animals. So although one's not allowed to do business with these things, but still, mutar l'machrim, they're allowed to sell them. It wasn't their intention to trap these things, but they got a hold of them, they can sell them. Rabbi Yehuda imer af mi shenizmana loy lefi darkei, not only a professional trapper, but even someone who is nismana loy lefi darkei, he happened to chance upon on his way one of these non-kosher animals, lekech u'mecher, he's allowed to take it and sell it, u'mavach loy tayum nasi b'kach, as long as it doesn't become his main business of selling these non-kosher animals. The chachamim eisrim, however, the chachamim forbid someone who's not a professional trapper to sell these non-kosher animals. The Rav explains that Chazal were only lenient on the trappers himself, because they had to pay some sort of tax or license fee to be able to professionally do trapping of these animals. And in order to be able to pay those fees, Chazal were lenient and allowed them to sell even the non-kosher animals that they came across. But someone who did not trap as a profession and didn't have that expense, Chazal did not allow them to sell, even if they chanced upon these non-kosher animals. Mishnah Hey. The Mishnah now goes back to the discussion of which produce has not only Kedushas Shvius, but also the Halachas of beer that was discussed in the first two Mishnayos. Previously we discussed vegetables and roots. Now the discussion speaks about different types of trees. So the Mishnah says, Lulavei Zeradim v'cheruvim. The shoots of the Zeradim tree, which is translated as the service tree, and cheruvim are carobs. So these shoots that would grow off of the tree, Yeshlam Shvius, they have Shmita, Kedusha Shmita, Viladmeim Shvius, and also the money, if they're sold, it has the Kedusha Shmita. Yeshlam Beer, Viladmeim Beer. Also, they and their money exchange has the halachas of beer, and this is because these shoots don't last long term, and by the end of the Shemitah year, they're going to wither and fall off the tree, and therefore they have the halachas of beer. Lulvei ha'ela, the shoots of the ela tree, which is translated as terebinth, or v'habadna, or a pistachio tree, v'atadim, or a thorn bush, these trees, the shoots from them, yeshlam shvius, v'ledmeim shvius, they and their money exchange has Kedusha Shvius, but Ein Lam Beer, V'loy L'dmeim Beer, they nor their money exchange have the Halachas of Beer, because these last long term on the tree. Aval La'alen, but regarding the leaves of all the trees mentioned, Yesh, Beer, there is the Halachas of Beer, Mipnei Sheneishrim Me'avein, because they're going to fall off of their branches, they don't last long term. The leaves fall off, and therefore, since they don't last, they have the halachas of beer.